In last week we started the halachas of Ribbis. We discussed Ribbis Devarim. We talked about saying thank you, Yashar Koyach, Tizkus LeMitzvos, all the things people say. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, the Raisa says, it's also to be Makdim Shalom. You can't say Shalom to someone you don't normally say Shalom to. That's Ribbis Devarim. If you're doing it, you lent you money, and now all of a sudden you start waking up to his door and saying Shalom. That's Ribbis Devarim. You can't do that. So Pasuk, whether it's a Raisa or Ravonin, but the Gemara makes some drasha at least from a Pasuk. Thank yous, Pashas also should be Osir. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav said, because thank you also. I'm thanking you because you gave me the loan. However, we saw many poskim said that nowadays thank you is just etiquette, it's just good manners. Not to say thank you would be a show that there's something wrong with you. So it seems like many poskim say you could say a simple thank you. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says some people make a mistake, and instead of saying thank you, they say Tizku L'mitzvus. He said that's even worse, because Tizku L'mitzvus is a bracha, and to say a bracha certainly is also, Tosa says that clearly, Shulchan Aruch Rav also clearly says that, so you don't gain anything by saying Tizku L'mitzvus. However, we saw Poskim, once again, the contemporary Poskim say Tizku L'mitzvus should not be a problem, because when we say Tizku L'mitzvus, we're not giving a bracha, we're just giving information. You should know that just like you did one mitzvah, you'll probably merit doing other mitzvahs, because there's a rule that mitzvah gereres mitzvah. If you do one mitzvah, that begets another mitzvah. So tis kula mitzvahs, you'll be zocha to do other mitzvahs. Yashar koyach should really be a problem, because there you're giving him a bracha. Yashar kochacha, your strength should be straight. However, there also we saw some poskim said that when we say yashar koyach nowadays, it also is just a idiom for saying thank you. We don't really have in mind to make a bracha and to give a bracha. Just saying Yashar Koyach is like saying thank you, and that also would be okay according to this logic, that is just a formality to say thank you. So that's pretty much how we left the last week. Then we talked about the end, we talked about writing the thank you in the Svarim. That was the Erev Shai Ramosha. So this week we're going to talk about not saying thank you, but giving a thank you present. Is it okay to give a present? Now, we're not going to be talking about during the life of the loan. That's certainly us. If you can't say thank you to someone during the life of the loan, you certainly can't give them a present at that time. That's, you know, he gave you $100, and you give him $100 plus plus a safer. Anyway, that would be certainly ribbis. But how about before the loan? Suppose you want to borrow money from someone, and you decide to take him out to lunch first, and then the next day you say, oh, by the way, can I borrow some money? Or he already lent you the money. I suppose he lent you a lot of money. $10,000 he lent you, and you invested it when you needed it, and you made a million on it. And you want to really show your hakaras hatov and say, look, you know, you made a lot of money on this. I want to give you a nice present for lending me the money. Are you allowed to do that? Like, that's the question. And that, see on the sheet, it's called Ribbis Mulcheres Umugdemes. Ribbis Mulcheres means it's delayed ribbis, and Ribbis Mulcheres Umugdemes is it's loan ribbis. That's the topic. Can you give a present before the loan to try to cultivate the person that he should want to give you the loan? And second of all, after you succeeded in using that money, whatever reason you want, not just giving you a case that you're so happy you want to help. Suppose you didn't, you just wanted to use the money and you paid it back, but you want to give him a present, a thank you present. Now, if you want to say that it's usher, how about if his brother gets engaged and you want to give him a present for that, or he gets engaged? So here do we start talking that I can't give him any present, like even for other purposes? But that's the question. We'll talk about giving presents, once again, not during the life of the loan, but before the loan and after the loan. And that, as usual, starts with the Beferish HaGemara Mishnah, the same Mishnah that we spoke about last week. This is a few lines above the part we spoke about last week. The Mishnah from the Siyah and Hei on the day says like this. From Gamliel Mir, Gamliel says, Yesh Rivas Mukdemes. There's something called advanced interest, like Mukdam. V'yesh ribis mulcheres, there's also late ribis, subsequent ribis, like acharon, the ribis after the achar, after the loan. Kate said, what's the case? Nosan einav luvas mimeno. Someone wants to borrow money from a certain person. He has his eyes out on that person. And he sends him a present, and he's not tricky. He says, "Ve'omer," and he says, "Beshirosh Taveini, I'm sending you this present, and I'm hoping that you'll lend me money. I want you to like me, and I'll show you that I have a karsa tov. Here's the present. Please lend me money." Zui Rivas Mugdamis, that is Aser Midrabanan. Everyone agrees that this is Midrabanan this week. That this is called Rivas Mugdamis. That's advanced Rivas. Love a man if he already borrowed the money. The Hezeraz Ma'arsa. And he already paid back the money. And then later, who Mishaleach Lo. And now he sends him a present. And he says, Bishvil Ma'osecha Shahoya Beteos Esen. This is a present because your money was idle. You could have used that money all along and gotten interest in the bank, in the stock market, and instead you gave it to me without asking for any heter iska, without any issues. Just take the money, give it back. You left your money idle by me. Zuli ribis mecheres. That is called subsequent interest. That's called late ribis. That's called ribis after the loan. I just this year is the first one that mentions it. I don't know why. When you send it, you said I'm giving it to you in order that you should lend me the money. And when you, that's beforehand. Afterwards, you're saying, sending you this present because your money was idle. Why don't you say over there, it's because you, just simple, because you lent me the money. Why, in the second case, do you spell it out? In the first case, you just say, because I want you to lend me money. I think the answer is simple.
Thank you.
Well, if when you want to borrow the money, don't tell the person, you know, your money's going to be, you're going to lose interest for 5 years while you lend me the money. So I thought you'd like to lend me the money. And when you finish, so you're Akasatov, you spell out where Akasatov is. Thank you for lending me money, and you had your money idle. You don't want to say that in the beginning, it might not work so well. So I think that might just be a push-up shot, why it switches the lotion. I'm teaching us a lesson. When you give a thank you, it should be, certainly we understand why in the beginning you say, oh, you lend me money. Why at the end are you spelling it out? Because when you say thank you, you should specify exactly to show what your karsa tov is about. At any rate, these are asur. These are forbidden activities, midrabanan. This is ribis, which is asur midrabanan. Now, the Rambam, interestingly, says it a little bit different. The Rambam's lashon, it helps us marvel over. He says like this, also la'akim es rivis la'acharosa, that's pretty much the same, it's also to proceed with the rivis, or to give the rivis after the loan. And he says, kesa, what's the case? Nosan, einav lulvis mimena, if he had put his eye to borrow money from that person, bohi mishalech lo sivlonos, and he sent presents to him, b'shil shal yoveyu, in order that prospective lender should lend him the money, zuhi rivis mugdemes, that's called early rivis. Love him, Emmanuel. If he already borrowed the money, then he returned it. And now he sent him presents. Also, that's because the money was idle by him. That's the late ribis. If he violated the law and did this, that's called avak ribis. They see this between the way the Rama puts it and the way the Mishnah puts it. That's an addition he has at the end, but in his formulation of the way he describes the case, there's a subtle difference he puts in it. No, we're talking afterwards. The cases are the same. But in the Mishnah, it was second person. I'm giving this to you in order that you will lend me money. I'm giving this to you because your money was idle by me. And in the Rambam, he says, someone sent him money. He sent him money, third person, in order that he should lend him. He sent him a present in order that he should lend him money. Or, after he returned the money, he sent him a present because his money was idle. He puts it in third person. What's the nafka mean of whether it's second person?
Why is the third person deserving?
Right. So, Rashi says no difference. However, the Rishonim, many Rishonim want to say the Rambam is doing that with a thought in mind. Because if you look at the Mishnah would seem to be saying, when is it Asir? If you're not subtle, if you tell the person, I'm sending you this present because I want to borrow money from you. But suppose you want to be a little more subtle, sneaky, and you just send the present stam. You just take him out to dinner stam to get him to like you.
No,
and you tell him, no, just come, I'd like to invite you to to lunch, and I'm sending you this present, and you know, he's someone a present, he starts liking you a little bit, and then the next couple of weeks, or, you know, you're thinking well ahead, you're thinking of the next couple of months, you know, you're asking, oh, by the way, can I borrow money? Or after you borrowed the money and returned it, now you say, look, he did such a nice thing to me, let me send him a present. And you don't say it's for the money that was idle. You know, you made $1 million on his loan, and you just send him a card. Here, this is for you. It's a present. Right? From the Mishnah, it's mashma, that that's not a problem. It's only a problem if you tell him. You can't, because it's all the Rabbanan. You can't give him a present and say, this is because I want you to lend me money, or this is because you lent me money. But if you just do it, it should be okay. The way the Rambam says it, the Rambam, by putting it in third person, says, you're not allowed to give a person a present in order that he should lend you money. Right? It's talking to you. Don't lend him money. Don't give him a present in order that he should lend you. Mashma, don't give him a present at all if it's in order that he should lend you the money. Or don't give him a present if it's in order to, as our cause to know, because your money was idle by him, even though you're not telling him. That's the way the Torah understands the Rambam. The Torah understands the Rambam to be saying that it's aser, whether you say it explicitly, it's for the loan, or even if you don't say it, you're just giving it to them in order to have the loan. It's aser either way. That's the way the Torah understands the Rambam. The Torah himself holds, he says, the Pasha of the Mishnah is that it's only talking where you say it explicitly. This is because I want you to lend me money. This is because you lent me money. But if you just don't send it, it's okay. The Magen Mishnah brings a raya that Rashi also holds that way. He also seems to say the Rambam holds that way. But the Magen Mishnah brings a raya from Rashi. The Gemara on Ayin Gimel on the base says like this. Ravina have a yoy zuzay l'nei Akra de Shanvasa. Ravina used to give money to the people of Akra by the Shanvasa River. He was doing it because he wanted to buy wine, and they didn't have the wine yet. And because he prepaid, because he paid early, when they gave him the wine, they gave him an extra container of wine because he got the money early. So also came to Ravashi, they came in front of Ravashi. Amalei, he said to them, Yisharis and Mutter. Amalei, he said, yeah. Ein. They're just giving you two as a present. They don't mean to give you ribis. It's a present. It's not an interest payment because they were holding your money. It's a present. Why is that? Rashi says over there, since they're not saying, they didn't say anything, it's for the it's because you gave me the money early. They didn't say that. They're just giving it to your stum. So that's why it's not called ribis. It's not. There's no problem of ribis over here because they didn't say it. They didn't say that they're giving it to because of your early payment. So what do you see from Rashi? That it's okay to give a present as long as you don't say it. This is talking after they already paid back the wine, and now they're giving this a little extra. That's okay as long as you don't say it. The raya they bring from Rashi. So anyway, we have this machlokes. The Torah clearly says that way. It's a machlokes, the Torah and the Rambam, whether this is a ribis, this ribis mukdemis and mulcheris applies to where you specifically, explicitly say this is for the loan only, or is it even if you don't say you just, it's also for you as a person to try to motivate the person to lend you money by giving a present or to thank him through a present after he gave you that loan. It's a machlokes. This machlokes evolves into a machlokes Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Samach says also lahatim haribis or la'achar also Lashon Rambam, it's also to advance the ribis or to delay it. Keita nosan ein alulis min vahim eshagel adoron, and the Shulchan Aruch continues bishvil sheyoveyu, you send him a present in order that he should lend you zuri ribis mukdemis, that's early ribis. Now the Ramah inserts over there, you sent them a present, and you explicitly said, I'm giving you this present because I want you to lend me money. Right? The Rambam is clearly going with the Torah, which is the general way things go. The Rambam is usually the predecessor of the Shulchan Aruch's Psak, and the Rosh, the Torah, they bring a ride. The Rosh also agrees with the Torah, and Rashi, they are the Shitas HaRama, that it's only Aser if you explicitly say it. Now, being B'nai Ashkenaz, we would, the Pashas Pasim like the Rama, we usually go by the Rama, and therefore it would be a limited halacha over here. It's only Aser if we say, I'm giving you, you know, a little tacky nowadays, I'm giving you this present in order that you should lend me the money. The second way would be more relevant. A lot of times people lend you the money and now you want to show your akasa to them and give them a present. So you can't do that if you're saying it's for the loan, but according to the Rama, if you don't say it, so it should be okay. Now, we would pass like that, except Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Yesh lehachmir la'atzmo, even though if someone asks you the halacha and halacha, so you tell them the halacha is like the Rama, but for your own personal life, it's good to be machmir like the first vara, to not give a present, even if you don't say what it's for. So that's his chumah that he says, but once again, the normative halacha, what you were passing to someone would be that it's no problem, we'll see, under most circumstances, if you don't say what it's for. I mean, we're not finished yet, but that's what we would say. Now, everyone agrees. The Bris Yehuda says it, that suppose you didn't have any money at all for the loan. You just sent him a present because you liked him. You know, you had an extra car and you sent him a car. I'm joking, but you sent him, you had something, you had some extra safer, you sent him a safer, you bought something extra, you didn't need it, here's a present. And you had no money at all to have any loan. But then, you know, circumstances changed, and 6 months later, 3 months later, the next day, you realize you needed money. So is the fact that you gave him that present, if you want to be machmir, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, or according to the Shulchan Aruch himself, if you want to be machmir, is that a problem now? Because since you already gave him a present, now it should be also for me to ask him for money. So he says, obviously not, because he brings the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, it's always like that. Who is the person that you ask to borrow money from? Someone that you hope owes you a favor. You know, someone that you've been nice with, someone that you've been nice to, and you've helped them out in the past. So he's the one that, if you need money, you ask him, can you lend me money? So that's certainly mutter. The Bris Yehuda has a suffix, whether you're allowed to even say it. Look, I've helped you in the past. I gave you this big present yesterday. Can you lend me money today? If yesterday you didn't mean it, are you allowed to say it at this point? You could be even allowed to say it. Once again, it might be a little tacky to do that. But halachically, it's a problem of ribbis. He's not even sure if that is a problem if you say, I hope you can lend me the money. Just remember what I helped you when you were in trouble. Okay, so that I don't know. He has a suffix about. So once again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this is also no matter how you give the present. Now, even according to the Rambam, I have over here the Sefer Trumas, the Beis Yosef brings the Sefer Trumas, says if it's something you always do anyway, it doesn't mean that once he lent you money and he became engaged, you can't give him a present. Now, if it's something you would normally give him anyway, the fact that he lent you money doesn't make it osir at that point. The same thing with it's osir to be mocking him shalom and to someone who normally you don't say shalom to. But if it's someone that you normally say shalom to, so you're not saying shalom because of the loan, you're saying shalom because you always do it. So here also, if you always send him presents, you know, every Purim you send him shalach manos, so because he lent you money, it doesn't become also to send him shalach manos. It's not like he's an avelus now that you can't send him shalach manos. It's something that you're doing unusual that you normally wouldn't send him that present. That's what's also, even according to the Rambam. But even according to the Rambam, it's mutter for something you usually do. We, once again, would hold the ikar like the Rama. The Rama says, it's only usher if you say it. It's only usher but the Rambam says usher no matter what. Even if you don't say, I'm giving you this present for the loan. The Rama says it's usher only if you say, I'm giving it to you for the loan. The Rama is meikel. We should be meikel like the Rama, except the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that there's an inyan to be machmir like the first vara for yourself. You don't even say. You should pass. He just said for yourself, it's a good idea to be machmir, not to send such a present. So the rest of one more point. Let's go. Suppose you don't say it, but you mean it. Let's suppose you mean it as a thank you, but you don't say it. So the Shach says, he just says the words, If you have kavana that you're doing it as a thank you as for the loan, then afir b'stam asr, it's asr even if you don't say anything. That's what the Shach says. Rabbi Ki Eger, though, and many Achronim Chavistas disagree with the Shach, and they say if we hold like the Ramah, which is the sheet of the Rush and the Torah, if we hold like the Ramah, that it's only asr to explicitly say this is for the loan, so then it's mutter to give him a present, even if you're doing it as Akaras HaTov, even though you're thinking, oh, he did such a nice thing to me, I made so much money from this money he lent me, I want to give him a present for Akaras HaTov because his money was idle by me those years, or those months, those weeks. So, Rabbi Kiega says, even if you have kavana for Akaras HaTov, for the loan, so then it's still mutter, and he disagrees with the Shach. He says the Shach would make sense according to the Rambam. The Rambam says it's also under all circumstances, so there you could start talking whether you have kavana or not. Right? That's what Sefer Truma said, you know, according to the Rambam. If you normally send him a present, you can send him this Shalach Manas, as long as you don't have kavana that you're doing it for the loan this year. You know honestly that I would send him Shalach Manas anyway, so then according to the Rambam, you can. If you're doing it this year, normally you're cutting your list this year, you're doing obviously Yisrael cards, and you wouldn't send it, but I'm going to send it because of the loan, so then it's also even though I normally send him a Shalach Manas. That's where Kavana would play a role, according to Rabbi Kiyager. But according to the Ramah, who holds, it's only also when you say it's for the loan, so then it doesn't matter what your Kavana is. As long as you don't say it, you could think it, but you can't say it, and you're okay. That's just another point over there. So for the rest of the time, let's just discuss the Ramah Shita. The Ramah once again says it's only also if you say explicitly, this is for the loan, I want you to lend me the money, or thank you for lending me the money, I'm giving you this present, that's when it's all called early rivis or late rivis, delayed rivis, or advanced rivis, that's when it's asr. Otherwise, it's not asr to just send the present, even if you are sending it with that intention in mind, the way Jager understands it. Now, the Ramah himself puts in a limitation to his heter. The Ramah says, I skipped that word, but you can look back in the Ramah. The Ramah says it's also where it's Pirish, he explained that he's giving it Bishvil Shal Yovehu in order that he should lend the money. Oh, Shehu Matana Meruba. Or it's a large present. Himistam Habikila Pirish Lo. This is from the Smag. The Smag says, even according to the Torah and the Rush and the Pashtus of the Mishnah, that it's only also to say on this present is for the loan. But if it's a gigantic present like the car, why you don't give cars away as presents? If it's a big present, so then it becomes this is a thank you for the loan. Or you give a big present beforehand that you know never gives presents like that. So it's clear from your ma'isa that that's for some ulterior motive. So that becomes asr also. So once again, according to the Ramah, we'll think in terms of the Ramah. Even though the Ramah holds that it's only asr when you say it's for the loan, either before the loan or after the loan, that's when you have this isr derabanan, a ribis, early ribis or late ribis. If it's a big present, if it's a matonim ruba, a big present, that's asr because it's tantamount to saying it's for the loan. That's halacha of the Ramah. Now there's two possible kulas even in that case. There's two possible kulas, even in the case where it's a big present. The first one is based on the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef brings a raya from this last Gemara in Gittin I have on the handout. Gemara Gittin brings a Mishnah from Adios. The Mishnah has a story, Afu Heyir Akvar Katan, Shai Yitzad Yerushalayim, this Tana gave testimony about a small village that was next to Yerushalayim. There was an elder, a chasha person there. He would lend money to all the people in the village. And he would write the loan documents in his own hand and give it to them. And others would sign it for the borrowers because they didn't know how to write. The chachamim said, the chachamim heard about this and they said it was okay to have such documents. Right? We learned that you're supposed to have a document when you lend money. Here, the Malve wrote the this old person, he's the lender, he wrote the document, he just had other people sign it for them, and that they said was okay. Now the Gemara is bringing that as a raya to a certain case. We're not going to get into the whole Gemara. Tosfos there explains that this Mishnah is talking about a document that is a sale or a gift. So what happened over here? The Gemara wants to say that we're talking about a shtar kinyan here. That's what's mashma the Gemara. So Tosfos explains it's talking that these people borrowed money from this older person, this Zokei. They borrowed money and they would give as appreciation. They would give him presents sometimes. They sell him something sometimes, but they would give him presents sometimes. Like that's what Tosfos said. They would sometimes give him presents as appreciation for lending him the money. So they say, "Oh, asked Akasha, how can Tosfos say that they would give him they would give presents?" And the Mishnah says the Chacham say this is an okay practice. Why isn't there a problem with Ribis Mulcheris over here? This Zokain, this old person, lent the money, and in appreciation, they'll give him presents. That's a typical case of Ribis Mulcheris. That's delayed Ribis. Why is that mutter? So Beis Yosef says it must be that these presents came a long time after the loan was due. It's talking that after the loan was paid, I mean. The loan was paid, time went on, and then how long is a long time? It's different shaila, and the person don't give a clear amount, a few weeks, probably. The loan was already forgotten. That certainly would be good. So at that time, it becomes no problem anymore of Ribis Mulcheres. Right, that's what the Beis Yosef says. And the Shach also paskins that. The Shach says, even though he seems to be machmir like the Shulchan Aruch, but here he explains, Dako Sama Ketzas La'avah, this is only when it's close to the time of the loan. Avu B'mefleg is habi, but if it's far, it's long after. Ein Lachush Kla, there's nothing to worry about. Right, it's a little funny, the Beis Yudah points out that if it's very close, it's aser. If it's far away, it's mutter. Like, how about the in-between time? It's a little gray area over there. And the Shach says, even if it's a big present, right, we're talking, when a big present normally should be aser, but here's a heter to give a big present. Even a big present is mutter, kol shehu stam, as long as you don't say it. But in the pirush, if you say, this is for that money that you lent me back there a few years ago, then afilu mu'etes aser, it will be aser even if it's a small present, afilu mu'etes aser, even if it's years later. You can never say, I'm giving you this present because I appreciate your lending me the money. That money was idle by you. You can't say that even years after. But if it's stam, like we're talking about, we're not saying it. Even though normally a big present becomes aser, but if it's the loan is it's far enough after the loan was paid back, so then it becomes mutter. The Torah's Ribis, we spoke about last week, he says, the Mukhi Yosef says, the Lashon, it's impossible to say that if you ever received a loan from your friend, it should be forever prohibited for you to give him a present. There comes a time when it's finished already. So, you know, we're talking about a big present, that you have your choice to give a big present to someone. Just make sure it's not right after the loan. Like the whole thing is a svar, we said, as long as you don't say it according to the Ramah, it's okay. If you give a big present, but then we have to, looks like you said it. Why else would I give you a big present? It looks like I'm giving it for the loan. But if it's long after, if it's far after the loan has been given, so then it's not as far to say that it should be a problem, and that will be mutter, as long as you don't say that it's for the loan. And this could be even the Shulchan Aruch would agree. If it's long after, so then it's not mistaken to say that it should be a problem. So that's the first kula. That even though we're saying if it's a big present, you can't give a big present, but if it's well before the loan, or it's long after the loan, so then it's okay, even though you have in mind, once again, we're going with the Ruki Yeager, that even though you have in mind that's not Kara Satov, but if you wait long enough, then you could give him that car, where he won't put two and two together and think it's for the for that loan that he gave you. The second possible kula is, let's say it's a big loan and it's close to the time that you paid it back, or close to the time when you want to borrow the money. But there's this other hefter that Beis Yosef suggests, he's not sure. Beis Yosef suggests it might be mutter if it's a present you normally give. You always give big presents to this person. You always give him a big present. So if you always give him a big present, So he says it could be that you can give him a big present this time. But then he brings from our rock that we're going to talk about in the future, and maybe even next time, that you're not allowed to give things that are public, that everyone sees that you're giving, it looks like you're giving Yerbis, so maybe like giving too big a present, it might be Asr. Anyway, he basically has it as a Safek. The Shach seems to be Machmer, the Gudule Truma, where this the whole talk starts from the Sefer Truma, we saw before, the Gudule Truma wants to say that since the Beis Yosef has a Safek, and he brings other rais that should be mutter, so he thinks this is a second heter, that if it's a, you commonly give such a present, even though it's large, it will be mutter as long as, once again, you don't explicitly say that it's, this is for the loan. So remember these, I made myself a little flow chart over here, and it looks like this. I mean, this is what it looks like. I'll speak it out, you can make your own. Take this one, just leave me a copy. It works like this. What you have to do is you want to give them a present. So we'll talk after the loan. He gave the loan. You have a car set up, you want to give him a present, it worked out, and you want to give him a loan. You're giving to other people, you're giving to the whole, all your employees, you want to give this person a present also. So you can knock it out right away if you say, I'm giving it to you because as a customer for the loan, that's us completely, because you can't say I'm doing it because that everyone agrees, even the Rama, that's, there's nothing to talk about. You can't say, even if it's long after, even if it's a small present, long after, you can't say I'm giving it to you because of this loan that you helped me out with. The only thing we could talk about is if you didn't say it's for the loan. You're thinking it's for the loan, but you don't say it. So there, the way it'll certainly be okay is if it's a small present, so then right away you're fine. But you could, according to the Rima, the Shulchan Aruch says even to be mocked even then, but let's go with the Rima. If you want to send a small present, as long as you don't say what it's for, that's okay. However, if you give a big present, that we saw from the smog the Ramal brings down, a big present is like you're saying it. It's like I'm saying it, it's for the loan. However, it's not exactly like I'm saying it's for the loan, because if I say it's for the loan, I can do, there's no way out. Even if it's long after, and even if I normally do it, give you such presents, it doesn't help. But here where it's just this subtle peerish, it's this subtle explicitly, by me giving it to you, now that it's a big present. Why am I giving you such a big present? It must be for the loan. So there's two possibilities to get out of that. The first one is a clear possibility, and that's by if as long after that you pay back the loan, or long before the loan, where it wouldn't be so simple to tie this present to the loan. So that becomes mutter also. Most people can say even if you're not, normally wouldn't give such a present. That might be a little bit of a doubt, but Pashas is even if you normally don't give a present, the fact that it's far away from the loan, that makes it much more like we learned from Tosas and Gittin. If it's right after the loan, it's close, it's a couple of days after, and he's going away and you want to give him this present, so then the way out of that would be if it's a present you normally would give, so then we have the suffix of the Beis Yosef, which you could do, the Truma says is mutter, so you would have reason to give him a present that you normally would give him. If it's something that you wouldn't normally give him, so then, since you have the combination of it being close to the loan, and it's something that you don't normally give him, and it's a big present, so then it's also even according to the Rama. In other words, even though the Rama is Mekel and says if it's Stam, it's okay, but if it's a big present, which you're giving close to the end of the loan, or close to the beginning of the loan, and it's something you normally wouldn't give him, that becomes Asr, as if you were exclusively giving it for the loan. So if you're giving him a bar mitzvah present, and you always give him the one, you give to the children, but you give him shalach manas, like we talked about, and you always give him shalach manas, so then that's no problem. If it's a bigger shalach manas than normal, so then it could depend. If you just paid him back, you know, the day before, Tanis Esther, and now you're giving him this big shalach manas, so according to the Rama, it's a big present, that'll be Yasser, even according to the Rama. If it's something that you send every year like that, so that should probably be okay, right, even though it's the next day. If it's months after he lent you the money, and now you're giving him this big present. So then that's okay, according to the Rama. And we said it might even be okay according to Shulchan Aruch, since it's so far after the time of the loan. Just want to conclude with the topic we spoke about last week, how that fits in over here. We spoke about last week thank yous. We said it's also to say thank you for the loan. And we said last week, we said we were talking about going through the life of the loan. How about after the loan is finished? Now you pay back the money and you want to tell him, thank you, you should know how much I appreciate your money being idle by me all those weeks. It really helped me out. Right? So can you say thank you before or after the loan? So they bring from the Bris Yehuda here also, I think he has the way I understood it also, he brings from Shulchan Aruch HaRav that Stam Ribis Devarim, in the case of the Mishnah or the Braisa, I want to say Shalom to you. So that certainly should be Mutter before the loan and after the loan, because I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it's Asir. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it's Asir before the loan and after the loan, because the Bris Yehuda says he's going to Lashitasa. He holds that it's also to give a present even if you don't say what it's for. So Mimela, Shulchan Aruch HaRav Paskins, you can also give Ribis Devarim before or after. You can't praise the person before or thank him afterwards, because that's also like you're giving something before or after. And the Bris Yehuda says, though, according to the Ramah, who holds as long as you don't say what it's for, you're allowed to give a present, so then certainly you should be able to praise him or give him shalom. Because if you give him a car, you can certainly say, oh, this person is such a great person, or you could give him shalom. Like that should also be us. That also should be mutter as a kavod karmi. If you can give him a present, you can certainly say thank you to him. But if you say explicitly, I want to thank you for the loan, so that'll be usher. Because the whole heter of ribis mucheres and ribis mukdemes is if you don't say what it's for, you just say stam. You're sending a present, and you don't say why you're sending it. That's when we have a heter. We said if you say it's a thank you for the loan, then it's completely usher no matter what. So if the present is usher when you say it explicitly, so the thank you also will be usher if you say it explicitly. Just like when you owe them money, you can't say, you should know how much I appreciate you giving me this money. And we said certainly a simple thank you would be okay, probably. Right? But if you go through and I appreciate how much you give them all that praise, you put in your safer, how much this person helped you and you praise them, that's also during the life of the loan. So that also will be also after the loan, or before the loan, if it's shayach, because that's like mefarish, that's explicit ribis. That's explicit. If you just say a simple thank you afterwards, or say that it's mutter during the loan, you're worried about doing it during the loan, but if you do it afterwards and you say thank you and you don't say clearly what it's for, so that might be stam. And certainly the other cases of being makim shalom, saying shalom to him first, cases where it's not directly, we're not saying it's for the loan, in those cases it'll certainly be mutter before or after the loan, according to the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav himself is machmir even on that, because he seems to be machmir like the Rambam to say ribis, early ribis and late ribis is also even in cases where it's where you don't say what it's for. So that's the how ribis devarim fits in to this rules of Mukdemes and Mukheres. So next time we'll be talking about what's also during the life of the loan, what type of presence, what type of anah is also during the life of the loan, and we'll continue on that track.